Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Thanasis Vouteris, and by myself, Hercules Kanon. This week is dedicated to international covers of Mikis Theodorakis songs, and today we'll be flying to my beloved Italy. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Eva Giannikki, sings Mikis Theodorakis. Eva Giannikki was born in the province of Reggio Emilia in Italy. Her career began in 1962 at the Castrocaro Music Festival. 5 years later, she won the San Remo Song Festival with the song Non Pensare a Me, and then she won it again in 1969 and in 1974. Giannikki remains the only human singer to have won that festival's prize 3 times. In 1969, she represented Italy in the Eurovision Song Contest in Madrid and later appeared in many other international song festivals around the world. She appeared in, among others, the Paris Olympia and toured the US, Canada, South America, the then Soviet Union, Australia and Japan. Her massive list of recordings includes an album with songs by Mikis Theodorakis titled Caro Theodorakis. It was released in 1970.
Fiume amaro dentro me.
The song that we just listened to, Un fiume amaro, was firstly released as a single, and believe it or not, it is the album with the biggest sales in the career of Zanicchi, more popular than, for instance, the three songs that she performed at the San Remo festivals. The song was truly adored by the Italian audience, and naturally, Eva expressed her gratitude. The song was magnificent, and I owe Miki so much. My album, Caro Theodorakis, broke all records in terms of sales and commercial success. He was a legend, and it was a great honor for me that I met him in person. I firstly listened to Miki's songs through a friend, and I found them really beautiful. Then, my record company encouraged me to record his songs. My original idea was to record just two songs, but they said, no, let's go for more. Let's select 10 or 12 of Miki's songs. And that's how the LP came about. I was fascinated by his songs. He had been in prison for a long time in Athens, tortured, sent to a labor camp for political prisoners, and then in exile during the colonel's regime, of which he was a proud opponent. We have had some correspondence, but never did I think that I would meet him in person and give him a preview of his songs sung in Italian.
Ovunque sei, quando vorrai, se tu mi stai cercando, anche se sei in capo al mondo, incontro a te io correrò. Se un giorno tu mi cercherai, sentirò il tuo richiamo, anche se sei molto lontano, vicino a te io correrò. Il tuo sorriso nella notte, verso di te.
Eva recalls, it was the idea of director Gigi Vesigna. Theodorakis had just landed in Rome, in exile, with his body still carrying the wounds of the violence that he had suffered. He was to have emergency surgery for appendicitis. Vesigna said to me, let's go to see him and let's listen to the record that is about to be released with his songs. I remember entering this hospital room as if it were today. He was there together with two of his comrades from the resistance to the colonel's government in Athens. I was shaking, thinking, oh my God, what if he won't like my version of the songs? We put the record on, and slowly he began to cry, holding hands with his two friends. It was as if they were praying. I cried too, of course. I never felt such an emotion in my life. They were crying because, obviously, Thedorakis and his comrades were thinking of what they had gone through in prison. Thedorakis hugged me and then asked for a piece of paper to write on. And indeed, he wrote the most beautiful dedication a musician ever made to me. Thank you. I'm very happy that your voice has met my music. The text was in French. He told me, sorry, I don't know how to write it in Italian, so I will write it in French. It was the nicest compliment of my entire life. And of course, I kept this note and also put it on the cover of the album Caro Thedorakis. Can you imagine? Thedorakis thanking me?
Ho seminato erbe nel giardino. Per far venire i passeri la sera. Ora la luna ti ha portato via. Il mondo nel suo abbraccio stringe nulla.
Sul ciglio della notte diventa ghiaccio il cielo, il sogno è solo fumo e polvere. Ciglio
è diventato una salita. Ero canna fragile nel vento e tu nell'uragano una fiammella. Sul ciglio della notte diventa ghiaccio il cielo, il sogno è solo fumo e polvere l'amore. Sul ciglio della notte diventa ghiaccio il cielo,
one and only regret as far as Theodorakis is concerned is that I did not accept his invitation to go on tour with him. He had arranged a triumphant tour around Europe and he wanted me as a singer in his orchestra, but I had other commitments. I had to appear at the San Remo Song Festival. I was stupid. The right thing would have been to abandon everything and go on tour with Theodorakis, but my record company was pushing me to go to San Remo. However, I did appear at one concert with him in Athens after the fall of the Greek Jinda. It was a rare and very powerful experience. I sang three of his songs in a packed stadium where the feeling of collective pain and the desire for freedom was everywhere in the air. It ripped our hearts open, I swear, and when Mikis appeared on stage, it was like an earthquake. People were crying because they were coming out of a horrible, dark period.
Due mani e due spade amore, io ti proteggerei dal soffio della pena del dolore. Se un'aquila io fossi con le ali amore, ti porterei lontano via con me dal tempo e dalla vita. Sul nostro giorno amaro, la fredda notte scesa già, e nella triste mia canzone, a goccia il sangue mio discenderà. Volevo darla a te ma ho chiuso le mie mani sopra niente. Sul nostro giorno tanto amaro, la fredda notte scesa già. Triste mia canzone,
I consider the following words by Giannicchi of utmost importance. I'm not saying this myself, but people who are much more experienced than I am. Theodorakis is one of the few representatives of Mediterranean music. There is blues, there is gospel, there is fado, there is flamenco, and then there is Mediterranean music, our music. Theodorakis represents not only Greece, a wonderful country that I really love very much. Theodorakis represents all Mediterranean music. Theodorakis is the real music, the melody, the Mediterranean song. He's the emblem, the main reference point of the Mediterranean song, and we all owe him so much. Theodorakis wrote things that are comparable to pieces by Puccini. You can't call his music light music. It's real, serious music.
Cuore mio, ma solo per amore, spezzati cuore mio, ma solo per pietà. Fratello, abbracciami, chiunque si abbracciami, se sete un giorno avrai, la mia acqua ti darò. Il 18 di novembre di un anno che verrà, anche il passero sul ramo il suo sole prenderà.
Eva summarizes her own image of Theodorakis as follows. Beyond the fame won with the Sirtaki of Zorba and his political activity, Mikis Theodorakis was an extraordinary man of tenacious sense of justice, a true fighter. But above all, he was a sublime musician and a great conductor, a quality, this one, which, compared to composition, has perhaps remained in the shadows. But all you have to do is read one of his scores or listen to one of his performances to understand how lofty his music was and how naturally his notes gushed from your throat to be sung.
Thank you.
senza il suo vestito bianco.
Another singer who recorded songs of Theodorakis in Italian is actress Irini Papas, who died last September at the age of 93. Once, New York Times reviewer Clive Barnes wrote about her. Irini Papas is a Clytemnestra of the most noble passion, with a wine dark voice that rolls like thunder, bold eyes, and a cry of anguish that echoes in the soul. She wrenches the heart. As an actress, Irini Papas was best known to the audiences of the world for her starring roles in films in which she collaborated with famous producer and director Michalis Kakoyannis, Elektra, Iphigenia in Avlis, and Zorba the Greek. Nevertheless, singing for her was an equally dynamic medium of expression. In her voice you can hear the wail of a Greek chorus, the torment of a tragic heroine, or the cry of a bereaved mother.
Thank you. soglia ti aspetta se verrai, o del padre.
Film director Michalis Kakogiannis wrote the following about the collaboration of Pappas and Theodorakis. It's a special pleasure for me to be introducing a recording that brings together two friends, Irini Pappas and Mikis Theodorakis, with whom I have been associated several times, both on stage and screen. For many years now, I have had the personal pleasure of hearing Miss Pappas sing in private. I can think of no better tribute to pay her on this occasion than to boast of my being instrumental in her decision to enlarge the circle of her listeners.
Ti trovai
sera.
Tribute to the Italian adventures of Mikis Theodorakis' repertoire would be incomplete without a reference to beautiful Milva. Last week, we dedicated an entire Greek Music Express to her 1994 collaboration with composer Thanos Mikroutsikos, titled Volpe d'Amore. However, some 15 years earlier, Milva had partnered with Theodorakis, first in German with the album Von Tag zu Tag, then in Italian with the album La Mia Età, and finally in French with the album Attends la vie. The next song, of course performed by Milva, is titled Come spiegarti, or The Train Leaves at 8 o'clock. And if you allow me a minor confession, this is by far my personal favorite from the vast repertoire of Mikis.
Spiegarti cosa sei, nella mia vita ogni momento, lo specchio del mio mutamento, la verità dei dubbi miei, sono 10 anni e forse più. Da quando io t'ho conosciuto, amico sempre e mai perduto. Spiegarti che mi dai la forza quando sono stanca, quel
filo dolce di speranza che manda avanti i giorni miei. Tra tanta gente solo tu sai le parole dell'aiuto, amico sempre e mai tradito. Spiegarti che oramai la voce tua io ce l'ho dentro e non la spegne neanche il tempo che gioca con la fedeltà. Sono 10 anni ma per me vecchio il tuo saluto, amico ancora e mai perduto. Da quando io t'ho conosciuto, amico sempre mai perduto.
Well, with this unbelievable performance by Milva, I'm afraid that today's journey in Songs of Thodorakis in Italian has come to an end. It is time to kiss you goodbye with Iva Giannicchi once again and her song Aspetta Voce Mia, followed by the original version in Greek by Maria Faraduri. From our sound engineer, Thanasis Vouteris, and from myself, Hercules Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
ed è